This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ecuadorian runner Alex Quinones was shot dead in the port city of Guayaquil, authorities announced on Saturday. Quinones, who is 32, and another person were found dead close to midnight local time Friday, according to local police. The country's sports ministry confirmed the death, calling it a murder. On Twitter, the ministry said, "We have lost a great sportsman, someone who allowed us to dream." It called Quinones the greatest sprinter this country ever produced. Ecuador's President Guillermo Lasso offered condolences to the athlete's family and said those who take the lives of Ecuadorians will not remain unpunished. Violence has been spiking dramatically in Ecuador in recent months. Between January and October this year, the country registered almost 1,900 homicides. That's compared to about 1,400 in all of 2020, according to government figures. Lasso on Monday declared a state of emergency in the country, grappling with a surge in drug-related violence. He also ordered the mobilization of police and military in the streets. At least two people were dead after a bomb blast in the Ugandan capital of Kampala, according to a tweet by the Uganda Police Political Commissar on Saturday. The cause of the blast was not immediately apparent, and there was no immediate claim of responsibility. At least seven people were injured in the blast in Komamboga, a suburb in the northern outskirts of the capital, Kampala. Bomb blasts in Uganda are rare. Kampala suffered a major attack by Somalia's Al-Shabaab in 2010 that killed dozens of people. The group said it had attacked Uganda as punishment for Uganda's deployment of troops in Somalia. More on that and other stories we're covering at our website.